This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Tim Bremel, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we talk with the author of a book on Heartland native Judy Garland. Judy Garland, the girl with the pigtails who personified innocence in The Wizard of Oz, the brightest star of the Hollywood musical and an entertainer of mesmerizing power. She was the woman with too few rainbows and too many heartaches, whose life is chronicled in a wonderful book by Gerald Clark called Get Happy. Judy was born Frances Ethel Gum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota on June 10, 1922. A child star, she went on to make classics like Meet Me in St. Louis, Easter Parade, and Judgment at Nuremberg. She garnered 10 Emmy nominations for her short-lived TV show and won an unprecedented 5 Grammys for an album recorded at Carnegie Hall. But as Gerald Clark reports, Garland was victimized at an early age by a domineering mother, Ethel Gum, who started Judy down the road of lifelong drug dependency.
To give a girl of 9 or 10 amphetamines, pep pills, and then watch the effect on her, which is that she would be jumpy and revved up all day, so revved up that she had to give her sleeping pills at night to put her to sleep, I think any intelligent woman or any insightful, sympathetic mother must have seen what was going on.
MGM's Louis B. Mayer molested her, and the studio even refused her time off to enter drug rehab, saying they had too much money invested in her.
They were accomplices. When Judy went to MGM, she was 13, a pudgy girl, not really fat, but pudgy, and not unattractive, but not particularly attractive. They didn't know what to do with her at MGM. She had this woman's voice and this girl's body, and she was surrounded by the most beautiful women in the world. And Judy said to Joan Crawford that she felt like a pollywog about to be turned into a frog surrounded by swans. And she was.
Judy believed the man must lead and the woman should follow. So she followed a succession of men, including 5 husbands, to her near destruction.
Judy had no self-esteem. It's astonishing because she had such immense talent, but her inferiority complex was as big as her talent, and perhaps even bigger.
Judy's final descent was swift.
It was just an astonishing downfall. She sang for outdoors in the Boston Garden before 100,000 people, many of whom sat through 2 downpours just to hear her. The mayor of Boston gave her a gift from the city and said, God bless you, come back, come back. And a year later, she was singing at a little bar on the east side of Manhattan for $100 a night. Part of it was that she really couldn't go on. She didn't have anybody to protect her, to guide her. She was living off strangers, really. And part of it was, if she made more money, the IRS would take it.
Still, Gerald Clark says, Judy was a Midwest girl at heart and a profile in courage.
I think, on the other hand, Judy did consider herself a girl from Grand Rapids, an ordinary American woman. And in lots of ways, she was. She always said that her life was not the tragedy people depicted it. And I maintain that she was right in that regard. Sure, there were lots of tragic moments in her life. Sure, she died too young. She had just turned 47 when she died. Sure, she was taken advantage of by lots of people. But nonetheless, I stoutly maintain that her life really was a triumph in the sense that she overcame so much, things that just would have knocked most of us down forever, such as being put on pills at the age of 9 or 10. All the other things I've mentioned, the abuse by MGM and her mother and everybody else, she overcame so much, so many times, to entertain people and give so much happiness to so many.
You can read more about Judy Garland or subscribe to our magazine on our website at www.midtod.com. That's www.midtod.com.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Bremel for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.